please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Mother Divorced Me Too. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are kicking ass, and remember, right now the world is turning into shit, so don't be lazy and let things pile up, because if you do, you're gonna be caught with your pants down, and guess what, friends, you're gonna get fucked. But yes, this video is not about that. This video is about a mother that's a piece of shit that divorces her husband, and guess what? She divorces her child too. Yes, and I'm not sure they're doing any weird sexual things. It's just, well, an analogy, I guess. Well, let's watch, because I do have a clip, friends, so enjoy.
3 years ago, I decided to become a non-custodial mom to my son who is 2. I was getting divorced. We were choosing, figuring schedules. I wanted to move. I wanted to move back to the city.
Yes, friends, you see how selfish this fucking chick is? She's saying, me, I want this, I want to do that, I want to go live here, so fuck my son. I don't need that little motherfucker, because all he did is screw me over. What kind of shit is that a mom needs to be saying that kind of things? Yeah, you're not a very nice human being. You see, guys, that's why you shouldn't be with women, because women do this shit. If you can't control them, leave them alone, because in the end, they're going to try to control you. And fuck that shit. Don't be a slave to these creatures. They're evil. Just saying.
Not want to live in the rural country anymore. And so he made the decision for me to move and become a non-custodial parent, where my son is with his dad.
What the fuck? So your ex-husband was the one that told you to get the fuck out and to keep the son with him? Huh. And you agreed for that shit?
That's enough. Give me those.
Wow. Either you're fucking stupid or you're a fucking piece of shit. Why do you want to fucking reject your own flesh and blood? That's your son. But no, you'd rather go whore it up. That's why you want to go to the city, huh? Yeah, you're gonna fucking go ride the cock carousel, sell, and get fucking gonorrhea and let your fucking pussy ride off? Yeah, yo, it'd be so fucking funny. You probably wanna fuck a nigger too, huh? You wanna try some of that black dick, you fucking worthless piece of shit? Oh, remember, friends, these are for entertainment purposes only, and these are my delusionals. And I'm a guest fucking by this bitch. I'm not the only delusional, huh? Fucking bitch. Anyways, let's continue.
At by far, way more. And this has been my biggest teacher of really unapologetically claiming my desires. It's been...
So your ex-husband decided to make this decision for you, and you're just going along with it, huh? You're all fucking happier than flies on shit, aren't you? Yeah, I'm guessing you're such a big piece of shit that your ex just wanted you out of his hair and just told you, probably give you some money, so here, go live off your life and be happy. And he keeps his son and raises his son the way that he wants. Yeah, outside of your fucking rat claws. Yeah, that's the only reason I could think of saying that to a woman, not to be there for her kid. And the funny thing is that you agree with this shit, so what the fuck? That's all I have to say. So fucking disgusting. Women are disgusting. I'd rather get aborted myself instead of getting abandoned, because at least you are never born or whatever, but it doesn't matter, because it is what it is. All I know is that women deserve no fucking rights. Can't you see that? Can't you see that? Take all women's rights away, and then they'll be fine. Just saying.
Years of me really providing my own acceptance of this desire. And especially for me, like, I had all of my friends who are homeschooling moms, friends who absolutely love being a mom, and I simply did not feel that way, especially.
No, lady, you're a piece of shit. How dare you abandon your child? You're a fucked up piece of shit. You don't do that to fucking children. No. And then when he grows up and he rejects you, he'll be justified because you tossed him away. You prefer to be riding the fucking sea of cocks instead of being a loving mother and a wife. Yes, you got divorced because you're a piece of shit. A big, filthy, dirty piece of shit. And you're fucking fine doing this shit, huh? You don't see it that way. Yeah, what a fucked up person you are. And guess what, friends? A lot of women, if not all, has this mentality. So if you don't think they're gonna fuck you over, you're fucking stupid and you deserve every ounce of pain that comes after that shit. Just saying. Oh yeah, friends, I put this little fucked up clip here because that's how life is. And guess who's doing this? Guess where this is? It's Palestine! Yay! Let's continue, for real.
At the time, I do not be fulfilled by motherhood whatsoever. Like, I feel far more fulfillment through my business.
What the fuck? You're not fulfilled raising children? You'd rather work? You're fucking stupid. Children are more fulfilling. Will your job tell you I love you? That I need you? You're the best mom in the world, not breast? But yeah, it's like, what the fuck? You're stupid. I'd rather have my kids with me. Yeah. Yeah, that's like a precious resource. That's supposed to be an expression of love that you're supposed to have with your husband. Oh yeah, that's right. You don't love him. You're just a selfish piece of shit. So, you guys want to marry women? That's what you get. So, unless you want to take women's rights away, keep on doing this shit. Yeah, because no matter what, all you guys do is fuck up. Not my loyal subscribers, of course, but men in general. They're fucking stupid because of this bullshit. But whatever. Try to fuck them. See what it gets you. Just saying.
Well, fulfillment through serving in this way and, like, caring for myself and having the spaciousness of my life and...
You see, friends? Selfish. Very, very selfish. Now you understand why women don't need rights? Because they do stupid shit like that. They're not equal to men. Yeah, they're closer to children than men. Yes, they're not adults. That's why they don't deserve rights. Because if you leave them to their own devices, they just destroy. So that's why you need to control them. Yes, friends. Either do this... Or I can't keep on doing the shit you're doing now. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, enjoy.
Like, even as I say that, I can feel a little bit tightness in my chest of like, oh God, like, what are people going to think about this, right? But
quit your lying, bitch. You know you don't give a fuck what other people think. Yeah, yeah, you don't give a shit because they're not in your circle. Yeah, because I bet your friends, they say, you go, girl, you're doing the best things for yourself. You need to live your life. He's with his father now. His father will raise him, blah, 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 blah. But no, you're just a selfish piece of shit. And you're doing it just so you can go fuck other dudes? Yeah, there's no other reason you're doing it for. You're a fucking stupid bitch. But don't worry, one day that nastiness is gonna bite you in the ass and it's gonna be so fucking hilarious. Well, before that happens, go fuck yourself. Just saying.
Like, the reality for me, it's the truth that's true for me, is that I love being a non-custodial mom. I love that I get to have so much spaciousness to live my life fully, to trust my ex-husband to care for our son so well. And...
all that mental gymnastics just to justify your bullshit. You just want to be a whore to get fucked. Guess what, lady? You're not that great looking. You're old. You think someone's going to want you? Maybe a fucking guy that wants a green card, maybe. But nowadays, it doesn't matter if you have a green card or not. Fucking, they'll let you in there and give you fucking cash and prizes. So, fuck you, lady. Just call it for what it is. You're just a selfish piece of shit that wants to get fucked by the whole world. What a fucking cunt. But whatever, right? Let's continue.
And my son gets to have a very unique childhood, having me as his mother especially. And so for me, like, doing all of the deep inner work around shame and really owning my desires is...
No, bitch, you're just a selfish cunt. You're justifying your fucking being a bitch and a whore to fucking do whatever the hell you want. No, friends, don't believe fucking female lies. It's all bullshit. She's a piece of shit. And it's gonna come out in the future, and when her son tells her to go fuck off, it's gonna happen. And I wish I would be there to watch so I could laugh at her. Anyways, let's continue.
What makes me so passionate about the me helping other women now unapologetically own what is it that they want?
Oh, this fucking cunt is showing other bitches to do this fucked up things? What the fuck? What kind of Down syndrome is this shit? Why, oh, why do you want to abandon children for? It's fucked up. Yes, but it's okay for women to abandon children, right? But if a man abandons his fucking children, they call him a monster and a piece of shit. Oh, yes, but the only reason men are not in their kids' picture is because of women. So the only thing that's good out of that fucking relationship or this fucking crap, whatever you want to call that stupid thing that bitch came from, good, because she fucking left and gave the kid up to her ex. At least you get to keep your son. Yeah, that's the only good thing about this. I'd rather keep my son to myself instead of fighting this bitch for fucking custody and all this other bullshit. I'd rather trick her and tell her go fuck all these niggers with AIDS. So hopefully she gets AIDS and then she dies. Right? Just saying. But you know, only bad things happen to good people, right? Yeah, so fucked up. So fucked up. But women don't care about you, and it's sad. That's why you should care about yourself and learn to walk away from things that are not for you. They're not good for you. All they do is hurt you. Yes, friends, it's sad that life is like that, but What can you do?
Thank you.
Just do yourself, friend. Yes, make yourself stronger and just walk away from these people because they are trash. Okay, friends? So I'll talk to you later, and I'll see what's out there on the corner, friends, because this is bullshit. Well, you take care of yourself and be the best person you can be. Well, take care and goodbye.
Who was the greatest Jew? You may wonder, in all of history, who is the greatest Jew or who was the greatest Jew? Well, the answer is you. You are the greatest Jew.